Council is formally pushing back against the province's plans to amalgamate conservation authorities across Ontario. At a recent meeting, Council passed a motion affirming strong support for the continued independence of the Cataraqui Conservation Authority, an organization that plays a key role in protecting local watersheds, wetlands, shorelines, and biodiversity across the region. The motion was moved by Councillor Gary Osteroff, who highlighted the CCA's long track record of local expertise, fiscal responsibility, and accountability to the communities it serves.
You know, we're sounding the alarm that this is quite a change for us. And so when you're on the board and you see what's happening, it causes alarm. And to have been chair and been involved as deeply as I have for my entire time on council, it's been nothing but inspiring for me to be part of this organization that is incredibly financially good steward of what we've been given. And when you think about what we do in the flood forecasting and the stormwater and everything that is handled, it doesn't get done at a better price. So I just think that we have to be really careful to make these changes, and we just want to bring it to light, and hopefully we are able to make some suggestions and inputs that our government would be listening to.
Beyond environmental protection, the CCA provides essential services including flood forecasting and warnings, drinking water source protection, environmental education, and the management of conservation areas valued by residents. Councillor Don Amos, who seconded the motion, also raised concerns about the province's direction.
Environmental protection is not a one-size-fits-all, and this feels like a Toronto, once again, issue that is being now doled out to the whole province. And the main crux from my observation is that two CAs, or conservation authorities, two CAs sit in certain municipalities, or one municipality, and there seems to be communication and confusion when they have three people sitting together trying to figure out land use planning. And when you get in the minister's ear or the premier's ear about issues, sometimes a full sweep seems to happen. And this, in my observation, this has come into play again. Making five CAs come together to make one massive one on the Eastern region, or the St. Lawrence, if they're calling it that, the St. Lawrence region, is not going to bode well. Right now, this council can call up anyone in the conservation authority, have a direct conversation with a staff member. That staff member would know precisely where the counselor is talking about of concern and can help address that matter. This goes to a regional aspect. The St. Lawrence Conservation Authority, of what they're proposing, could be housed in Ottawa, could be housed in Cornwall, wherever. And now we're reaching out. The board has hinted that it could be 70 members strong. Good heavens, good luck in making a decision on that. There is no way that service levels and community values can happen and go through this when you create a size of a conservation authority of this magnitude. There will be no, from my observations, fiscal responsibility. When you have a forced amalgamation and back office integration, sometimes it works, most times it doesn't, because it's forced. It's not two collaborations coming together. It's an overbody that is saying you will do this, and most times that doesn't end well for anybody, and except the taxpayer ends up paying more. Right now, the City of Kingston is roughly 50% of the Conservation Authority's budget. We are the largest municipality in that realm. Hence, we have four councillors that sit on that board of directors. But I can say wholeheartedly, GM Ellingwood and his team are fiscally responsible. They are doing what they need to do to support the region in anything from land use patterns to environmental risks. And that's because of the relationships that we have built through this council. And I don't see that happening going to a larger entity.
During discussion, several councillors emphasized that amalgamation risks weakening local decision-making. Councillor Brandon Tozzo spoke to this alongside other concerning trends in decisions made by the province.
Who's asking for this? Like, who is asking to take away local authority over conservation, make one several larger authorities? Like, where's the advocacy that has been done at a local level for this? I'm reading through the information report earlier was infuriating. Like, each CA has different policies. They have different processes. They have different staffing. Of course they do. Because they're dealing with different environmental considerations. And I think we've seen time and time again, this government reduce the power of conservation authorities. And I think this is just another way to further reduce local control and local decision-making over conservation, something that is, we are stewards of the environment for the next generation. This is just absolutely infuriating. I hate the fact that this government, on the big things that we're advocating for, ignores us, and on the little things where we have some degree of say, takes it away. It's just, yeah, this is a lump of coal in Doug Ford's stocking, if I could do it.
Councillors Vincent Shinani and Gregory Ridge also added that opposition isn't just coming from council chambers.
I've actually spoken to a bunch of constituents who actually approached me to talk to me about this and how concerned they were. So, you know, voters are concerned about this, like greatly. It's not just a few people that approach me. So I think it's really important that we keep this local and smaller so that we can make better decisions.
I've had a number of constituents reach out to me to advocate for something like this before the agenda was presented. And so I'm very glad to see that it's here. I do also remind those constituents that this is ultimately a decision that will be made by the province, encourage them to reach out to the member of provincial parliament, in this case, Mr. Hsu. But at our own level, in terms of an advocacy piece, I think this is important to make our position very clear.
The motion also directs the city to formally share its position with the premier, relevant provincial ministers, local MPPs, the Cataraqui Conservation Authority, and municipalities across the watershed, encouraging others to voice similar support. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.